Welcome to Philomord's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we wrote about how we're all one family, so let's act like one. Family. Our parents, our children, our siblings. Then there are cousins, aunts, nephews. Perhaps you shared turkey with them last Thursday. Or maybe you're estranged from your relatives and have made your own family, people you can share your fears and dreams with, people you can call on to help out, people with whom you celebrate milestones. But where do you draw the line? Who's in the circle and who's out? More interestingly, why are people outside? Is it because you don't like them or trust them or know them? And yet, they are people like you in so many ways. They eat, they sleep, they catch colds. We divide by looking at differences. We unite when we see similarities. The truth is that we're all related. We belong to one human family, and we're progressing and evolving together. It behooves us to realize this fact and to really start to consciously work together for our united growth and increased quality of life. To do this, we need to understand that we will have to use true creativity, and most of all co-creativity, to achieve goals that will produce forward movement for our whole family, for all of us on this planet. There can really be no other goal, as the world grows smaller and smaller, and we are all more and more interdependent on the behaviour of each other. Yeah, there will surely be many bumps along the way. Some of us will react with fear, with the desire to isolate with just one part of the whole. We have evolved from small groups and tribes to nations that have needed to band together against the others, often for survival. It will take a long time to move out of the shadow of this part of our evolution into the shining day of a world where we all live as one family, supporting each other and loving each other. Yes, this may take a long time, with many upheavals along the way, but this is where we are inevitably headed. Therefore, let us learn the skills of co-creating mutual solutions that incorporate the best of each one for the betterment of the individual and the whole. We don't have to give up something to get something that we need. Instead, we must find solutions and methods that work for the whole. Those solutions are there. We need to use ways to communicate with each other that bring out our commonality and paths that are inclusive of each of our needs. And we must develop the desire to be there for each other. As Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young wrote, "Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by." Well, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. You can find more and follow us on our blog at philandmaud.com.